This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. Eight residents of the Redwood Valley died in the early morning hours as wildfire ripped through the valley on October 9th, leaving the victims with just minutes to evacuate. Humboldt County Sheriff Billy Hansel believes that the use of the emergency alert system by the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office saved countless other lives, and he wants residents of Humboldt County to sign up for Humboldt Alert.
But this is something that everyone just needs to do. Very, very critical. Down south, they utilized their mass notification systems, and I think thousands and thousands of lives were saved because of it. It was an emergent event in the middle of the night, and there's no way that we as sheriff's deputies can go and knock on every door. But we can call every phone that registers.
You can sign up for the Humboldt Alert system at the county website and get alerts for your cell phone, email, or landline. 14-year-old Kai Logan, 87-year-old Roy Bowman, 88-year-old Irma Bowman, 56-year-old Steve Stetler, 71-year-old Janet Costanzo, 83-year-old Jane Gardner, 64-year-old Elizabeth Foster, and 86-year-old Margaret Stevenson all lost their lives that Monday morning. The California Highway Patrol has identified one of its officers who was shot and wounded by an armed suspect in Lake County yesterday as 11-year CHP veteran Stephen Patrick. He was assigned to the Clear Lake Area CHP office, and he was part of the law enforcement response to a shooting spree by 61-year-old suspect Alan Ashmore of Clear Lake. Ashmore killed two men, injured a woman, and wounded the CHP officer before he surrendered. Governor Jerry Brown has signed into law Assembly Bill 1499 that will funnel some of the revenue from sales and users taxes at county fairgrounds to support fair operations and maintenance. The bill should help both Redwood Acres and the county fairgrounds, and Supervisor Rex Bone applauded the signing, saying that fairgrounds in rural areas play vital roles in the community and are key hubs in local economies. The Sheriff's Office held a promotion and swearing-in ceremony this afternoon at the Warfinger Building in Eureka. Three new sheriff's deputies, 10 correctional deputies, three dispatchers, one inmate program coordinator, and one community services officer, all hired since August 1st with Measure Z monies, were sworn in. Three current emergency dispatchers, Dorsey Lane, David Swim, and Clinton Wignott, were all promoted to senior dispatcher. Arcata police arrested Christopher Jones on Spear Avenue yesterday after he was identified as the suspect wanted in connection with a string of burglaries committed in Eureka and Arcata over the weekend and yesterday. Jones was identified as the man found ransacking a home Sunday morning and again on Monday morning, and he was found in possession of items stolen from a Eureka burglary. He was booked into county jail. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.